Phosphorus is a nutrient that got into Devil's Lake decades ago via poorly performing septic systems and a broken sewer pipe. The chemical has triggered algae blooms and provided food for snails that host the swimmer's itch parasite. The DNR is trying to get rid of the phosphorus by installing a 4,000-foot pipe at the bottom of the lake and a shorter pipe in a trench on land. DNR lake researcher Dick Lathrop says the pipes will work as a siphon to take in the nutrient.
The phosphorus is stored in the bottom sediments in the deeper part of the lake, and it comes out of the sediments in late summer, early fall. And at that time, the bottom water has no oxygen, and that allows the phosphorus to be released from the sediments into the water. That's the time we want to get that high concentration of phosphorus out by pulling that water off the bottom of the lake.
The pipe method, known as hypolimnetic or bottom withdrawal, has been used in Europe and in some U.S. lakes that have an outlet. But the DNR's Lathrop says this may be the first time for the technique in a so-called seepage lake that has no outlet and relies on underground springs, precipitation, and a nearby stream for new water sources. Wisconsin has many other seepage lakes, but Lathrop says they may not be right for bottom withdrawal.
The cost of the project is about $300,000, and whether one could justify it in a lake that has a few residents or a very small number of people that use it. In this particular lake, there's over 1.5 million visitors over the whole year.
The money sources at Devil's Lake include the state, the U.S. EPA, and a local friends group. The phosphorus removed from Devil's Lake is already dissolved, and that water will eventually be sent into the Baraboo River. But Lathrop says the lake water will contain less than 0.1% of the phosphorus already in the Baraboo. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.